Well, I needed coffee and I found coffee. I'm at the Texas Coffee Traders. All kinds of stuff go on here. But right now, I'm being made a cortado of all things, my favorite kind of coffee. And RC, the boss man here at Texas Coffee Traders, is making me. How do you do this?
Well, what we're going to do is any kind of drink you want, you tell us what you want. I've got a shot of espresso. I'm putting some sugar in the bottom for the sweetness, and I steam some milk with half and half so it has nice mouthfeel. And we're doing a shot of espresso. This is going to be real intense. A lot of mouthfeel, short, sweet, delicious. And it when you drink it, I can make you anything, and we'll just fine-tune it to exactly what you want.
This smells incredible. What kind of coffee am I just about to taste?
This is our Starling blend, which is a top-shelf espresso blend.
Oh, my giddy aunt. That is... I don't think I can have another coffee anywhere else today.
it's going to make it a challenge. That's for sure.
That's amazing. Although you do supply the places around here. Whether
yes.
They can make a cortado like this, who knows?
You got to tell them. Got to try to tell them.
I'm afraid I've just had to finish this off because this is my first coffee of the day, and I've been up since 3 a.m. So, jet lagged.
I'm going to put some caramel in this one.
Wow, okay. So this is a very pretty looking... small drink as well, with a big dollop of caramel in the bottom. I'll be buzzing. Tell me what else you do here.
Roast coffee, all the home model equipment, everything you need to know about coffee. Everything you need to know about coffee. We're the source.
And your beans are from South America?
They're from all over the world. Okay. Ethiopia, Indonesia, Africa. You want something special, we have it.
So you look like you're going down the ethical path when it comes to fair trade and organic, although some people argue now how good organic is in food. How important is it for there to be a choice of organic coffee?
It always important. As a company, though, when you get something from us, as a company, we always take a step towards sustainability. So at the end of the day, we're always a step closer to that than away from it. So even if you don't buy an organic fair trade coffee, anything you do with us is going in the right direction.
And what's the relationship like with the coffee producers?
Great. We've been working in Costa Rica since '89, actually part of the coffee co-op processing. Fair trade wasn't really around till 98.
Wow.
So we started in 89.
So cooperatives came before fair trade, and fair trade are basically the badge of honor for cooperatives now, is it?
Absolutely, yes.
Fantastic. So it's quite a big space. It's a converted warehouse, effectively.
Absolutely.
Well, you're at South by Southwest?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Well, we're actually the coffee and the equipment inside CNN's headquarters. That's a good thing.
That is pretty good. So the news will be coming out thick and fast.
Yeah, they're going to be drinking a lot of coffee to keep up with all of the events.
Well, thank you so much. This I have in my hand now. What do you call it? Because I've never tasted anything like it.
It's a Benjamin Especial.
Okay. You just made that up.
That's yours. Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you. Right. Another sip. And I need to get on my way because literally I was lost and the waft of coffee came out of this warehouse. It's amazing. I'm going to make sure you're checked in on Gowalla and all the location-based apps because people need to find you. RC, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Come back.